And Holiday Doc has joined us. There he is.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you, Joe. What's the story?
Well, I know we're talking about autumn breaks, but I've changed my mind, like a person can do. Now, I was looking there. I got a really interesting email in, and you will remember this, and a lot of your listeners will remember that many moons ago, you would have gone into maybe O'Connell Street and put your £1 or €1 on your holiday, and you'd reserve it in January. And you know
that's
what I mean?
Right,
it was called
yeah.
the trickle. You'd have the big queues outside Budget Travel there on the quays when they had the shops. And you'd literally be putting your £1 or your €1 on your holidays. It's sort of back in a way. Sunway have introduced, which I think this is a really good idea. Look, everyone's feeling the squeeze. And you're obviously just talking about it there now with energy costs and everything else and kids back to school and everything. So basically, they brought out this new thing. So Sunway make budgeting for summer 2023 easy with this option. It's a choose now, pay as you can holidays. So in other words, you look at your holiday now and you say, right, getting planning up, going to get organized. You know, people do the old credit union and put the few bob in every year, you know, for their holidays and stuff like that. This is great. So in other words, what you literally do is the price that you see, the price that they quote you now will be the upfront, and that's the amount. It never increases. No interest or hidden costs. So there's no stress or confusion and no doubt, of course. You choose how you want to pay the payments. You can opt for a monthly regular amount or just pay when you can, which is a really good idea. So if you decide now, okay, next year we're going to go on our summer holiday, and you're thinking, okay, here's the price. You fix it in with them and just you pay your deposit, and then you can just pay over on a monthly basis or pay over, you know, the 7 or 8 months.
We're back on the never never, aren't we?
On the never never, yeah, but no interest, nothing to be paid. So it's not like you're sticking it on the credit card in February, March when the prices are gone sky high and stuff like that, and then you're thinking, God, you know, you're going to pay the interest and whatever on your credit cards. It's a really good idea, and I think it's going to be very, very popular. Just when I read the press release, I went, God, that brings me back to the old days of queuing up and getting the €1 for your deposit in January and getting your holidays. Which
of course, they had you. That was the whole thing.
They did. That's it. Yeah.
And even though it was a cheap down payment, you didn't feel like you would surrender it. So you were tied in that you were going to go.
Well, this is the thing, and you're thinking, ah, sure, if I don't go, I lose a pound. But then you're thinking, no, have my holiday secured now, because again in those days, God, Declan, when you think about it, I'm showing my age now, when we used to pick up the brochures, you'd go into the travel agent, you'd pick up about 10 different brochures and this and that and the other, you'd pick out your holiday, you go through it, you know, now it's online, you're doing it, your Airbnb, your, you know, your package holidays, you're booking your own flights, booking your accommodation, but those are the days, and you'd be circling around things and seeing exactly what was included in your package. So I think this is a really good idea. All the details are on sunway.ie, definitely worth checking out, and I think it's going to be hugely popular with people booking for next year. Again, there's some really, really good deals on the cruises. I was looking at some stuff there. One came in, which I thought was an amazing price. I know it's quite limited. It's the brand new MSC cruise ship, which is coming out. It's been launched in mid-November this year. Holds 6,500 passengers, 6,000 staff, 12,500 people on board. Now, you're not going to feel like there's 12,500 people on board because they're so huge, these ships. Brand new ship. But I looked up a date there, 23rd of January. This is an amazing deal. 23rd of January, flying direct with Emirates to Dubai, boarding the ship for 7 nights, all-inclusive premium drinks, balcony suite, balcony room.
They can't all have a balcony room. The ship is not built.
No, the limited one. That's what I'm saying. Well, no, they might have 40. No. I'm saying is this is the deal that they have.
Oh, the deal. Okay.
Obviously, yeah. The ship hasn't even been sunk or hasn't even started.
Oh, really?
I shouldn't say sunk. God, the wrong word came out there. Hasn't even been launched yet. So it's like a pre-sale just to get people, you know, with the new ship and that. Everything included, all your meals, everything, premium alcoholic drinks, everything, all your tips, everything coming in, including your flights, 1309. Isn't that amazing?
Jenny, that's very cheap.
To Dubai. And remember, the great thing about Dubai in January, you've got guaranteed that 30 degrees, you know?
Yeah, and where do you go? Up and down Muscat?
A little bit up, a little bit down. Yeah, don't care. You're on a five-star brand new ship. You know, you're going to enjoy that. You will get off. I think there's 3 or 4 stops on it in the 7 days, or maybe 4 or 5. I know one of them is actually going to Dubai. Abu Dhabi. It's only up the road. But still, look, you're going to explore Abu Dhabi, have a little look around, and jump back onto your five-star ship and sit there sipping your cocktails and your champagne or whatever takes your fancy. And that's another really good one. And then I was looking, Declan, we often talk about, we get texts in from listeners about the prices of hotels in Dublin city centre. And this is quite a big gripe with people. And I can understand why. I know myself when I'm looking at a place and going, God, is this really the price of it? Came across a little diamond of a place. It's called the Grafton Hotel. Remember the original Break for the Border when you were dancing away there years ago, Declan?
I was a jock.
Were you a jock in Break for the Border? Wow. Okay. I used to do shows there actually many, many years ago.
Did you?
I used to work with some big cast of, God, there's about 20 of us. We used to do these shows in Break with the Border.
Terry Glenn was there. You remember him? No.
Terry, I don't remember Terry now. It's proper. It's back open again now. They've changed it completely around. But there was a hotel beside it there called the Grafton Hotel. And there was one, I often stayed there when we were doing the gigs and stuff like that. You'd have a little drink after work, as they say, Declan. But it was always a very nice hotel, but they've done a huge refurb to it. And they have these amazing, for Dublin City Centre, you get a nice little room, you get this, maybe windows that you can open. They actually have terraced suites, deluxe terraced suites there. Fabulous, really, really nice. I'm blown away by them. But you're paying sort of 3-star prices for it. And they also package it up, really good restaurant there as well, where you can have your dinner and your wine and everything like that. And literally, you're 2 steps to Grafton Street. So it's the Grafton Hotel. Really, really impressed. I was looking at their website the other day and I thought, you know what, Declan? Maybe I'm due a little night in town very soon. So the other ones were, the 5-star hotels aren't giving the price they used to give to me, Declan. So I'm very unfortunate, but this place is a little diamond. I'm looking forward to checking it out very soon. So if you're looking for a little night in Dublin, or maybe even a weekend, the Grafton Hotel is the one to look at.
So you've covered our sun holiday, our cruise, and our trip into Dublin.
And our staycation, yeah. And then it's near the weekend, Declan. It's Friday. So you know what that means.
Yes.
the weekend's off.
You're out again. Just one last thing to ask you. What was your first ever package holiday? Where'd you go?
I went to Mykonos in the Greek islands, and I'll never forget it. If we have quick tides free, I booked my budget travel, everything went fine. We flew to Athens in those days, they didn't fly direct, and the reason they didn't fly direct, the runway was too short and the tires used to burn out on the planes. So that's why they didn't actually do it. So you had to get a ferry across, which nearly killed me. I think it was about 6 or 7 hours to get to the island. The place, the pension, very nice, very basic. Went out with my sister and a friend. We used to go out for little dinners in the evening and drinks and that. And then we came back to Athens and there was a delay and they put us in the biggest kip of a hotel you've ever seen. The beds were on bricks. I'm not joking you. And none of us, we refused to stay. I wasn't even the holiday doctor then. I refused to stay there. And they moved us to another hotel. Eventually got home. And just to make the story even worse, Declan, about a week home, my sister, I wasn't feeling well. My sister said, it's a post-holiday blues. It's your first holiday. I was 17. I said, no, I'm really feeling sick. I drove out a moped. I drove myself into Vincent's Hospital. Said, I'm not feeling well. They took my appendix. I said it was a burst appendix. Turns out it wasn't. It was actually salmonella I got in bloody Greece. So I ended up in an isolation hospital for 6 days. That's a story to tell, isn't it?
It certainly
is. I ended up in an isolation hospital for 6 weeks. So that was my first experience of my holiday. Right. What was your first?
Portimão in Portugal.
Oh, wow. Lovely. Okay. Yeah. How many years ago was that now? Good few years.
1981 October.
Wow. Look, God, you've got a good old memory there. Anyway, yeah. Maybe our listeners will share their disasters or their first holidays. Wouldn't that be great fun? Yeah.
Indeed. By the way, you were not the holiday doctor at the time. You were a holiday junior doctor, because that's the way junior doctors
are. Oh, junior. I had the white coat. I had the white coat and no pen at that stage, Declan.
All right. That is Joe Supple, the holiday doc. Thanks for mentioning you, Joe.
Great stuff.
Good morning to you.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.